Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Talk Business with Howard, where CEOs, presidents, and business owners go for practical advice and creative solutions to help business flow. And now, here's your host, the voice of business advice, Howard Lewinter.
Hello, and welcome to Talk Business with Howard. I am Howard Lewinter, and I am always ready to talk business. Are you? Well, mistakes are human. When you're human, you make mistakes. And if you're not making mistakes, you're not doing enough business. The more business you do, the more mistakes you'll make. It's just the way it is. The secret or the trick is not to make the big mistake, the mistake that will cost you everything. So when you're making a decision, you look at it in many, many different ways, and you take calculated risks. You don't just go out there and take chances. You do your research. You do your thinking. You do your understanding. You talk to the appropriate people. You talk to people in the know. You get all the information you can, and then you make a decision. But no matter how well you research that decision, you will make mistakes. And if we understand what the common mistakes people are, business people make, we can avoid a lot of difficulty, a lot of trouble. So the three most common mistakes, in my opinion, that CEOs, presidents, and business owners make are employees. They don't understand how to interview people. They don't understand what's important. They don't understand that attitude is everything, and no matter how skilled that person is in the position you want, if they don't have the right attitude, you're buying trouble. They don't take the time to absolutely learn everything that they can about interviewing and about hiring people. On the other hand, CEOs sometimes, at times, are reluctant to terminate an employee, to fire them. There are many reasons. They're probably nice people. You may know them. You might have a personal connection with them, but they're hurting your business. And how many times over these last 25-plus years have I heard a business person say, you know, I knew I should have gotten rid of that person 6 months ago. I knew I should have fired them a year ago, but I didn't, and I'm really sorry that I didn't. And then they do it again. And actually, if you think about it, not only is that person hurting your company, they're hurting your other coworkers and employees, but they're hurting your profit margins too. And if you suggest to these people in a very kind way that you're just not going in the same direction, that this business or this job is not for them, you know, they may very well be relieved. Let them go out and find something that's going to work for them, something that's going to make them happy, something that they're going to really excel at and just do a great job, and they'll have a better life. You get a better life because you get the opportunity to hire someone who can do a great job. They get a better life because they can find something that's better suited for them. And both of these areas, whether it's hiring, whether it's prospecting and sales, people wait too long. Prospecting and sales is an interesting comment because if you have enough business, sometimes business people pull back and they go, we don't need to prospect, we don't need to sell, we have enough business. But time goes on, that business isn't there anymore, and all of a sudden they're panicked. So you can't wait to go out and find business. You have to be prospecting and selling all the time. And it all ties together. You have to be prospecting, you have to sell, you have to have the right salespeople. You have to train them well. You have to listen to what they have to say if they're not doing the job. If you've given them goals and they're not being successful, you have to move them out and move someone else in. So you see, we just can't wait too long. Waiting too long is the third thing that most business people do, making a mistake. They wait too long to hire the right people. They wait too long to fire the right people. They wait too long to prospect. They wait too long to sell. They wait too long to turn around and review their business plan. Waiting in business is not the answer. The world will pass you by. Your competition will pass you by. They will take your business from you if you wait. You cannot wait. You have to be decisive. You have to make decisions. You have to understand what decisions you have to make. You have to be actively involved in your business. And you always have to ask yourself the question, why? Why are we making money? Why aren't we making money? Why did we have this problem? Why is this customer angry with us? Why are they happy with us? If you can answer the questions why, you'll understand what employees need coached, what employees need fired, what employees need to be hired. You'll understand how to prospect. Why are we prospecting them? Are they our customer? Is this the right size business? If you understand why am I waiting to take care of this, you will prosper. And I look forward to you prospering and becoming more successful all of the time. It's good for your family. It's good for you. It's good for your employees. It's good for the country. It's good for everybody. Making a profit is a good thing for everyone. You can give raises. You can spend money, which spurs the economy. Your family feels more secure. You're not under so much stress. So think about these three things. Employees, hiring and firing, prospecting and sales, and waiting too long. This is Howard LeWinter, and don't wait to think about this. And, of course, I always look forward to talking business with you.
Connect with Howard anytime at talkbusinesswithhoward.com. You can also continue the conversation with Howard on Facebook, Twitter, and LinkedIn. Thank you for listening to Talk Business with Howard.